how big it is.
Is she going to want to listen to the IMMT, because particularly tomorrow, because that's they may be talking some CSCS stuff.
I would suggest Sunday, but I don't think they're going to have one.
Because
where her schedule is, I think that since they report out at the MMT, I don't necessarily,
we know this will happen at COVID session.
Oh, what I'm thinking of was, I think
that TPS is involvement in this sim. It's, I think this is about as flight-like as you can possibly get, and it's pretty exciting to me to start getting the feel back for how it's going to be to go do real flight operations. MOD is going to tell us the activities that are going on the crew and on the vehicle and
crew day. So we've completed all of that now. In addition, I left here telling you we were going to go ahead and do the reassignment of the VFS from GPC-5 to GPC-2, and one of the failures and anomalies. Talking only here about the dangers, we probably wouldn't have a full complement of equipment that you would have if we had full capability. This is analogous to the freon loop situation that we have on STS-109, where we looked at a slightly different entry configuration to give ourselves more margin on the cooling.